Who hasn't heard the story of David and Goliath? This was one of our favorites when we were children in Sunday school, and it's still one of my favorites because I believe this is a very beautiful picture to us of a victory which our Savior won for us at Calvary. If you're not familiar with the story, you can read it in 1 Samuel chapter 17. I won't have time to read the whole story, but briefly, this is it. Saul was the king, and although he was a giant of a man, head and shoulders above the rest of the people, he did not have God's help. He had turned away from the Lord, and so he was a coward. He was not able to fight against the Philistines and their champion, who was a giant named Goliath. A giant was a huge man, and he was a good fighter, and he lived in the days when men fought with swords or spears, and therefore he defied the people, and they were afraid of him. Saul was afraid. Saul's son Jonathan, the crown prince, was afraid. David's brothers were there, but they were afraid. David's father sent him to go down to the army to take some food to his brothers. While he was there, he heard the giant defying the armies of the living God. And David said, well, why doesn't someone go out and fight him? The Lord will help him. And then he said he would be willing to go. He said, the Lord helped me while I took care of my sheep, my father's sheep. He helped me to drive off a lion and a bear to slay them, and he certainly will help me against this man who is defying God. Well, Saul tried to fit him out in armor, but he refused that, and he went out, as you know, against him with a sling and a stone. And he threw this stone, and it went straight into the Philistine's forehead, sunk into his head, and he fell down on his face to the earth. And then David went and stood on the giant and took the giant's own sword and cut off his head. Now, this story of winning a victory, a boy, maybe 17, 18 years of age, just a shepherd boy, winning a battle over a giant has always captured the imagination of boys and girls, and we've all enjoyed reading about it, but I wonder if you ever thought of this as a picture of the Lord Jesus coming down here. He was the good shepherd, and he went to battle against a greater giant than Goliath, you know, at the cross. For we're told in the second chapter of Hebrews that through death he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Destroy doesn't mean that was the end of him, but it meant that he took his power away from him. And so the Lord Jesus won a greater victory at the cross. Now, some would object to our comparing the Lord Jesus with David. Well, we realize that all of these Old Testament pictures are very faulty. No picture ever does justice to the Lord Jesus. But in Acts 13:22, God does call David a man after his own heart. Now, I know about David's sin. And I know that he caused the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. But the Bible doesn't say that David is a man after God's actions, but that he's a man after God's heart. He had a heart of care and love for others. And David was willing to do what he could for others. David had just been anointed to be the king. And although Saul wouldn't give the kingdom up to him, David realized that he had a responsibility. And he discharged that responsibility. The name Christ means the Anointed One, and our Savior came to do a special job too, and he did it, and he did it perfectly. Now at the close of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, when David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul, with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, thou young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Now Saul should have known David, because David had played his harp for him sometime before this, but he didn't know him. He's a good picture of those who don't know our Savior today. Actually, he hated David, and he tried his best to kill him. He had no use for David because he felt that David was taking away the glory that he wanted for himself. But Jonathan, we're told in the first verse of the 18th chapter, listened to David speak and saw what David had done, and it says, "The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." Now, Jonathan was the crown prince. He was a man past middle age, probably getting toward 50 to 60 years of age. And he saw this young shepherd boy, less than 20 years of age, and his heart went out to him, and he thought, "What a wonderful boy this is. He was willing to take my place. I should have fought that giant, but I was afraid. And he took my place, and he appreciated it. And he showed that he appreciated it, too, by the things that he did for David. He made a covenant with David in the third verse of 1 Samuel 18, and then in the fourth verse, it says that he took off his robe and his garments and his sword and his bow and his money belt. The girdle that he speaks of there was his inner belt in which he kept his money. He took these all off and gave them to David to show that he really appreciated what David had done for him. Now, I think that this is a wonderful picture of our Savior winning the hearts of sinners who realize what he's done for them. I remember when I first realized that Christ had taken my place on the cross, that his death there was really for me, and that I received him as my own Savior. And immediately I felt a love toward the Savior that I never had known before. Now, the law commanded us to love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. But the 8th chapter of Romans says that we do not love God, that the carnal mind, the natural mind, the way we're born into this world, is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. What's your attitude toward the Lord Jesus? What do you think about him? Well, I know you respect him. You couldn't help but respect him. I know that you think that his words were very wonderful and wise. I know that you think it was very kind of him to do these things for others, but have you ever thanked him for taking your place at the cross and for winning that victory over Satan for you? Well, he did. We're told very plainly, "The Lord hath laid on him," on Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." And again, Peter tells us, "His own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree." And when I think of Christ dying there on that cross, I remember that he was actually taking my place, that he was doing what I couldn't do for myself. The law couldn't do it, for the law was weak through the flesh. I couldn't do it for myself because I couldn't do enough and I couldn't do it right. But the Son of God took my place, and he took your place, too. Now, the result of Jonathan's appreciation of David was that Jonathan was willing to do what pleased David. A little later on, he said to David in the 20th chapter in verse 4, "Whatever you want me to do, David, I'll do it for you." And then he spoke up for David, too, in the 19th chapter. He witnessed for David. He told other people about David. He even told his father, although he knew his father was an enemy of David's, he spoke a good word to his father for David. All of this has happened in the lives of those who have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We love him, too. We're willing to take the things that we count valuable ourselves and turn them over to him. I know we failed in this. I know that just as Jonathan failed, a little later on, Jonathan didn't follow David all the way. He didn't follow him into rejection. He didn't take his place with him in the cave of Adullam when he was being hunted by Saul. Maybe that's because he didn't give him his shoes when he gave him the rest of his things. And maybe we're not willing to follow the Lord Jesus as far as we ought. And yet we do love him. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." And in giving his robe to David, he said, "I believe that this robe which stands for my place as the son of the king really belongs to you. You deserve this, David, more than I do. and I believe that someday you will be the king. Are you willing for the Lord Jesus to be your master? Are you willing to bow the knee to him? Actually, when we accept Christ as Savior, we receive him as Lord as well. For he says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's found in Romans 10 and verse 9. So we have received the Lord Jesus not only as a Savior, but as the Lord of our lives. Is that your attitude toward him? Or are you still in rebellion against him? Are you still wanting your own way? Are you still saying, well, I don't want God to tell me what to do. I want to do as I please. Well, I warn you that you'll end up just like Jonathan, or like David's enemies ended up. Saul died just like he lived, a rebel against God and against God's man. And that's no way to end up your life. But if you would receive Christ as your Savior, you'd have a happy end to your life, because it would mean being taken home to be with the Lord forever. Now, the Lord Jesus is called the root and the offspring of David in Revelation 22, the last chapter in our Bible. And there we're told that he is really the one who gave David his being, and yet he was born of David's lineage, and one of these days he's going to sit on the throne of David. Now, are you willing to take your place with the Lord Jesus in rejection now? Are you willing to be counted one of his own? That's what the word Christian means. It means one of Christ's ones. Are you willing to take your place for him, and to speak a word for him, and to live for him, and to look forward to that time when he'll be on the throne and when he'll be glorified, and then his friends will share all that with him? I hope you will be one of those. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank thee for our Savior and for the greater victory which he won at Calvary. We thank thee that we can rest in this and that we can take our place alongside of our conqueror and king. We ask you to honor him by the word preached just now in his name. Amen.